Hi, this is George Gale, and this is Fundamentals of Organizing. In today's special bonus episode, I'm sharing a few thoughts on one of our core fundamentals, developing a practice. If I was writing up a list of organizing fundamentals 10 years ago, definitely 20, I would have not had Be Mindful, Have a Practice in there. But I've really come to believe we actually have to be mindful and we have to have a practice if we want to be good at this thing. Early on, much of my organizing was driven by anger. And anger is a powerful force. And your anger and the anger of others is a tool that you wield to move people to action. And it's an important part of organizing. But if anger is the only emotion that you're in tune with, you crowd out space for all the others. And as an organizer, you're going to hit a wall. Both personally, you'll hit a wall, but also in your ability to organize and relate to other people. Many of us come to organizing because bad things happen to us. We came because we experienced having no power over things that really mattered to us. Like human beings that have had nothing bad happen to them are messy. People who come to organizing often are especially beat up by the time they get to us. And I've come to believe your organizing will be better if you can become one of the most emotionally wise people in the room. Not so you're better than anyone else, but so you could be of value to everyone else. You want to be the person who can model starting where other people are, the person who can model being curious, suspending judgment, who can understand that someone's imperfect actions and behaviors are not about you. You need to be the person who creates spaces where people can feel safe to re-examine their views on issues and feel certain they're not going to get kicked out of the room because they're trying to sort some stuff out. Because if organizing is about one thing, it's about bringing human beings together to achieve things that we actually should not be able to achieve because we're up against forces that have more power than us. So this is tricky business we've signed up for. And to overcome the odds, I think we've got to invest in our own development so we can be wiser, more whole, and healed people in the work. I'll tell you a little bit about my practice. I get up each day earlier than I would like to and meditate, though I think some people would call meditation a strong word for what's going on when I'm sitting down. But my version of meditation, I read a couple pages from some wisdom book or some wise sage trying to find a little bit of wisdom for the day. And then I write down 10 things I'm grateful for. And this practice, which I've been doing, since about the pandemic when it started, helps me see things that I wouldn't see otherwise. And I think it helps wire my brain towards goodness that is in my life and in the world. Chances are your practice is going to be different. Like what you need is different. But I do think you've got to figure out what that practice is and your life and your organizing will be better for it. So I think having a practice, a personal growth practice, is not optional. It's not extra credit. It is actually part of the job if you want to do it well. This has been the Fundamentals of Community Organizing. Now that you've listened, visit fundamentalsoforganizing.org. Sign up for a training. Tell us what you're doing in your community. Tell us what you're hungry for. We want to spread the gospel of organizing, and you are key to making that happen. See you in the streets. This podcast was produced by Fundamentals of Organizing and the Mashup Americans. It is executive produced by Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lair. Our senior producer is Sarah Pellegrini. Our production manager is Shelby Sandlin.